Now, of course, yesterday was International Women's Day. And there were lots of events happening right across the county and across County Kerry. Indeed, the Kerry Business Women's Network had a very successful event yesterday at the RDI Hub in Killorglin. Well, given that yesterday was International Women's Day, it seems very appropriate to talk to our next guest, Carol Brick, who has been a regular on the show with us in the past. A Kerry woman working out of Cork, she is the Managing Director of CWM Wealth Management and HerMoney.ie. And indeed, she's actually only one of two female MDs in the life and pensions industry in Ireland. So while she is making great strides herself, she sees in her day-to-day experience that they tend to let their own financial well-being slip down the priority list. So here to talk about why it is important to make that change and how you can do it is Carol Brick. Carol, you're very welcome back to the programme.
Thank you very much, Mary. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Look, we're celebrating International Women's Day this week, and you are one of only two female MDs in the life and pensions industry in Ireland. So I suppose, first of all, congratulations to you. But
Thank you, Mary.
Would you talk to us about that? Is it something that's changing? Would you see more women coming into that industry now?
I don't really, Mary, to be honest with you, is the straight answer. I suppose I'm one of two. Now, whilst there's a lot of senior financial advisors who are women in the industry, there's very few heads. So, look, it's an unfortunate fact, really. I suppose we ourselves in CWM are recruiting more and more women. But, yeah, I guess it's probably one of the most male-dominated industries that there are in Ireland. So, yeah, it's a sad fact. I don't see it changing soon. But, you know, hopefully in the next 5 or 10 years, we'll see that landscape change positively, you know.
Mm-hmm. Carol, I know you've been on with this in the past and you spoke about what you do, but will you talk to us about the work that you do?
Okay, so firstly, I'm managing director of a company called CWM Wealth Management. And basically there we provide financial advice and solutions to self-employed professional contractors all over Ireland. And I suppose I was seeing more and more female contractors coming to me, female professionals that could be working in sectors such as IT or finance, pharmaceutical, etc., on huge salaries. And they were coming in with like major gaps in their financial planning, not contributing to pension, very little protection in case they got ill or worse, you know, if they passed away prematurely. And little or none of them had any experience in investment. So, you know, if they were saving money, they were literally leaving it in the deposit account, earning, as we know, minus interest rate. So it was with that in mind that we carried out some research in conjunction with opinions.ie. And what we did there was questioned 150 women who earn over 50k. And the research results that came back were startling, Mary, to be honest with you, you know, in terms of all of those areas that I just pointed out there. Only 48 of them had private pensions in place. And I suppose the biggest startling figure was that only 20% had income protection or any other type of protection policy in place. Some of these were the sole earners in their households. They have dependents. And, you know, the grim reality is at the end of the day, having worked so hard all their lives, they could be going from a salary like 60, 70K to a basic pension income of just over 13,000. So with that in mind, we opened HerMoney.ie back in 2016. And that business is just more about financial education, really, Mary, and financial counselling, if you could call it. Like, we go to a lot of women-dominated workplaces. We go to lots of different multinationals, and we hold educational workshops in finance. And they've become very, very popular. And, you know, it's just taken off to such a degree that, you know, we've had to take on more staff and that. It's been going very, very well. But as I said, it's just more about financially educating professional women out there as regards the most important financial pillars they should have in place.
And are they not doing that, I suppose, looking at, you know, pensions and those kind of things because maybe they're too busy with the day-to-day running of the business, and then perhaps at home, you know, family life is coming first, they're putting children ahead of them and just not sitting down and thinking about themselves and their own future?
That's it. Yeah, exactly. When you sit down with these women and you ask them to outline their priorities, firstly comes the business, keeping the lights on in the business, getting staff in, then trying to pay them and, you know, trying to kind of achieve target and achieve their overall business objective. Then I suppose an awful lot of them, as you said, they're trying to manage households as well. They have dependents. So that's second. And I'll tell you, on the priority list, way, way down the bottom is financial planning. And when you do a little bit of hand-holding and explain how easy it is to address the whole thing, and explain it in simple terms, we could have all this sorted out in a matter of days. So the whole area of finance is complicated, and people who don't know how it all works, they even overcomplicate it themselves in their own minds. So as I said, our first consultation is free, and it might only take a couple of days to sort out all of their requirements. But the most important thing is to regularly review with them. So we'd meet up with them then again once a year to make sure that everything is okay. And if they need something else, we'll address that then. But it's just getting the ball rolling, really, Mary. And especially in COVID times, hopefully now it's well in the rearview mirror at this point. But anyway, you know, a lot of them, I suppose, were particularly worried about their businesses during that time. Unfortunately, a lot of them stopped paying into such policies. So it's now, I suppose, just to get the whole financial planning back up the priority list, get the advice and just get the ball rolling so that you're not open to anything of a negative nature happening in terms of any aspect of your finances.
And would you find that most of those female contractors, that they'd be people who maybe had been in full-time employment, say, maybe prior to perhaps having a family and then wanted to get into running a business themselves so that they could, I suppose, run it on their own terms?
Yes, I suppose that's the main reason cited by a lot of these women is that they were working full-time. The contracting side of things is very attractive for them because you could just maybe work 3 or 4 days a week. You could just dip your toe in the water to start with. There's a huge demand for qualified contractors by all of the multinationals in Ireland at the moment. And, you know, it's a great way to get back to the workforce. And that's the main reason identified by a lot of our female clients, is that it's just so flexible. And the rates, of course, let's not forget about the rates, are very, very lucrative as well.
And we hear a lot about women and, you know, the gender pay gap when it comes to pay. But looking at things like pension payments as well, you know, especially for women who might have taken extended periods of time off to look after young children or perhaps elderly relatives, that often comes up as an issue as well, doesn't it? When they have, say, extended gaps where they've been off from work when it comes to looking at pensions.
Yes, absolutely. Generally speaking, Mary, women really face 5 different challenges throughout their financial life journeys compared to men. So as you alluded to there with the gender pay gap, then there was a lack of flexible working conditions previously. A lot of them would have taken time off, maybe have extended maternity leave. The other thing is that women have a longer life expectancy in Ireland. So they should actually be planning even with more detail when it comes to these financial requirements. And overall, women have quite a lower risk tolerance as well. So whether it's pensions or investments, they're less likely to invest in the markets, which means they get less return as well. So there's 5 huge challenges there facing women when it comes to financial planning.
And is there someone listening today who maybe thinks, oh, this sounds like me, I'm not sorting out my pension or I'm not protecting my earnings? What can they do now? How can they make a start? And is it ever too late to do that?
Absolutely not. For anyone that's worried about this whole area, the first thing we would say is just sit down when you have a spare hour and look at what you have, firstly, or what you don't have. So if you had a previous pension, if you have an existing pension, how much is in the pot? What we ask most of the clients that sit in front of us is, if you were to retire tomorrow, how much would you get per week or per month in your pension income from what you've saved already? And we see these startled looks in front of us. Very few people can answer that question. Or if we say, if you're off sick next week, how much per week would you get in sick pay? They haven't a clue. So it's just reviewing what you have. And then if you have gaps, pick up the phone. We offer an initial consultation free of charge, but most financial advisors do just have the initial conversation, make the appointment, sit down. I would advise going to a financial advisor or a financial planner that has access to all of the companies, so a multi-agency intermediary. So if you do need something, they will be able to source the most appropriate product at the best price. So I suppose it's just conducting a little personal audit, and if you find there's gaps, just pick up the phone.
And a lot of women will always say, well, I don't have time for those kind of things. It's very important, isn't it, just to make a little bit of time to sit down, as you say, assess where you are now and where you'd like to be.
That's it. We did a sales course about 20 years ago, Mary, when we started in finance, and the trainer said, look, your jobs as brokers is simple, really. You just need to look at it as making sure that your clients have a pot at the end when they stop working to retire comfortably. And if, God forbid, something happens along that journey, if they get sick or they're unable to work, or God forbid they die prematurely, that there's a pot that's paid out to them and to their family and their dependents. So it's as simple as that. What am I going to get when I retire? The state pension is €13,000 per annum. You need to know, right, if I want 20 grand a year to live on for the rest of my life, then I need to start funding for that gap of 7,000. So it's simple, really. And I mean, if you could count backwards, we will let you know how much of a pot you'd need to fund that gap of 7,000 a year. And everyone is different, Mary. Like, some people will say, well, look, I'm due to inherit X number of assets from my family. I have a lot of rental property that I will sell on retirement. And that's fine too. Everyone that sits in front of us is different. But if you have no assets that you're going to realise in retirement and you're depending on a private pension, now's the time. Like, I suppose there's a big difference between starting a pension in your first contract when you get your first job and, you know, it's plain sailing all the way to retirement, or coming in when you are 59, 60 and you can almost see the finish line and you're under a lot of pressure at that point. But look, the good news here is that there's very generous tax relief still available on pension planning in Ireland. Obviously, 40% if you're paying the higher rate of tax, even more if you're a company director. So for every euro you put into the private pension, you're going to get 40 cents back. So look, that's a no-brainer in itself. So a lot of people overlook that as well. Needless to say, we're paying enough tax, Mary, so why not try and claim it back if you can?
Absolutely. And Carol, finally, just if anyone is looking to get in contact with yourselves, what's the best way to do so?
Our website, www.hermoney.ie. All our contact details are on our website, including a landline. And we have a team of advisors available on that landline at all times. And we actually have advisors throughout Ireland.
Well, look, Carol, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks very much, Mary. It was a pleasure.
Carol Brick there, Managing Director of CWM Wealth Management and HerMoney.ie. And of course, a proud Kerry woman.